I'm so glad to be in the house of the Lord today again. The Bible said in the presence of the Lord, there is a fullness of joy. Before you sit uncomfortably on your seat, I want you to find people that you have never seen for a long time and make them feel welcome into the house of their Father. Can you just go around and welcome somebody especially and make them feel welcome to the presence of the Most High God? Say to somebody, you look beautiful, you look handsome. The Lord bless you, sir. The Lord bless you. Amen. Amen. For those of us who have gone out, can you please come back now? It's time to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Share something with you, and I don't know how the Holy Spirit will move here today. I don't know, but I'm trusting the Holy Spirit will do what He loves to do in a way that we have never seen before. I want you to open your Bible if you have one. I don't know how God will lead, but 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4. I'm just going to read one scripture, and the Holy Spirit will take control. 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4. What does it say? I want you to look at this. I'm just going to use the one scripture today. Just one scripture. Just this one scripture. And I want to allow the Holy Spirit to move. For those of us who have been waiting on the Lord, like we said earlier, for those of us who are in the workforce, we said today is the 45th day of waiting on the Lord in 2019, expecting something from the Lord. I mean, are you still expecting God to move on your behalf in 2019? See, when you wait on the Lord for this period of time, 45 days, 5 more days or 4 more days, and it will be over. You know, God will always do something. In my life, I can't tell you how much God has done. And especially my spirit being, you know, last week we talked about ability to hear from God. Can any one of you who are in the service last week can tell me if God has expressively said something to you? I don't mean audible voice, but you've heard God. You know, yes, this is God speaking to me. Since last week and today, has anyone had that encounter with God? One, just one person. Amen. Two, three. You know, that's very encouraging. See, you know what gives me strength most is the fact that I know I can hear from God. Not every day, I'm not privileged, you know, but even if it's once in a lifetime to hear God speaking to you on certain things is so privileged. And so I've had God a few times. So I remember the topic I want to share with you today was yesterday God was ministering through me to somebody, and God inspired that word and said, wow, I haven't thought of it that way, Daddy. And today I believe God wants to speak to someone, just someone in this house, that you would know that something had happened to you. And so in this place that we're about to read, 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4. Maybe some of us, we've read it several times, but I believe God will want to open your eyes to see things. And Jonathan's son Saul had a son that was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel, and his nurse took him up and fled. And it came to pass, as she made haste to flee, that he fell and he became lame, and his name was Mephibosheth. Amen. Just one scripture of the Bible today, and you will know that God is great. Now the Bible talks about Jonathan's son, Saul's grandson, Mephibosheth. The man was 5 years old when his father died, and his grandfather died on the same day. And this man was 5 years old. Because I'll talk more about him. And this young boy, was 5 years old. And later, as the nurse, as the carer, was trying to rescue this boy, he fell down. And from being a fatherless and a grandfatherless, he was paralyzed, waist down. And you can imagine the complexity of his life. He was how old? 5 years. Very vulnerable. No father role model again. No grandfather support again. He was born into a royal family. He was a king to be. He was a man or young boy that probably had any food or anything he wants. He had all the privilege. And yet, just in a day, one day, this young boy that was vulnerable, had no father, that was so mighty, then turned to be fatherless, then to be grandfatherless, and then he was lame in his feet. And now what does that tell you? One, he moved from grace to grass. Is that what we say? It's somebody who was a prince in the land. He was prince. He had everything. I could imagine the palace where King Saul would be. And Jonathan being his second in command, the way the Bible describes him. And then possibly as a five-year-old, he might have about five carers who look after him. He had everything. And then one day, he lost almost everything. He lost the kingship. He lost the father role model. He lost the wealth, the privileges. And that would have been easier. He also lost his feet. Then he became immobile. He becomes totally dependent. He was a man that could not even do anything without the help of others. And when I was thinking about this, and God was saying, sometimes some of us we feel this way. Lord, I know who I am. You know that song, I know who I am. But now, I've lost it all. Things had happened. Maybe your dad, your dependent, your key person, your granddad. It might even be your job. It might be your spouse. It might be something very important. Just lost like that. And you look, it's over. I can have anything. Where will I start from? Even if I want to go and start to walk now, I don't have my feet again. I'm down on the floor. I should be respected. I'm now being pitied. I should be honored. I'm now being carried around. I should be the one riding on the horse. Now they're riding me on the back. And I don't know who that is for. I don't know who God is speaking that for in this house. But God said, nothing much was heard about this boy. And I'm not going to read all the scripture. But you know what I'm going to tell you? This young boy, 5 years old, the Bible said he grew up. He grew up and he was a man. He had children. He had children in their tents. This young boy, he grew up. He had servants. This young boy, he grew up. And then one day, there was a king called King David. And King David said, who remain in the house of Jonathan, that I may show him the God's mercy. And he said there was a young boy. Mephibosheth was not only the grandson, but there was a mercy today. And the Bible said, David said, who remains in the house of Jonathan, that I may show him mercy of the Lord. And the man that was pitied before, David said, come. From today onward, the goodness of your father, the one that he covenanted with me when it was raining, I was running around, is remembered. And I'll say to you today, sitting here, the day of your remembrance for good has come. You don't get it. Mephibosheth, though he was still having children, though he still have a portion of land, though he was still having servants, but he was no longer honored. But the day came, David said, I remember the covenant I had with your father, Jonathan, and I'm now ready to pay back. I speak to your life. Your day of reckoning has come. Now, you have waited on the Lord for this long. I pray for you. That your day of reckoning, the people will take you from nowhere and remember you, and you stand with the king and reign with the kings has come today in the name of Jesus. The Bible said in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it said, you are a royal, a priesthood. Royal. You are not ordinary. You know, sometimes you carry the identity of the world and you've forgotten about the identity of the eternity that you have. You are a spirit being just having the bodily experience. You are not just you. There is something inside you that is supersede this natural body that you see. You carry God in you. You carry the power of God in you. You carry the presence of God in you. And so no wonder when David reckoned unto Mephibosheth and said, that is not where you belong. You don't supposed to be there. He said, Mephibosheth, from today, you will be dining with me till I die. And that's what he called from lame to glory. And I don't know who seems to be lame in the spirit realm. You are lame in the physical, and people that are supposed to honor you pity you. But God said to you today, you are moving from your lame and you are sitting with the king in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, there was a story of a man, you might remember, a man at the pool of Bethsaida. The man was there for 37 years. I don't know how old Mephibosheth was, but from the age of 5 to the adulthood, he was lame. He was not able to do anything. People, he has to totally depend on. Maybe you're on benefit, you know, so to speak. You can't do anything on your own. You have to get a small piece from the government. Just say, okay, let's give you this. You can't even do what you want. But there was a time God met that man at the pool of Bethsaida. He was lame like Mephibosheth. But God said, I'm not dealing with the Old Testament now. I'm moving to the new realm. And that is a realm of healing. It's a realm of restoration. It's a realm of God changing situation. And God said to me, to the man at the pool of Bethsaida, you have been there for almost 40 years. You are immobile. You are constantly retrogressing. You are looking down on yourself. And people look at you and say, this is where you will die. But God said, I said, the man, take up your bed and walk. And I prophesy to your life today. Wherever you have been immobile, where you have been constantly pitied, today the Lord speaks in the name of the Lord, that you shall arise. You shall no longer be pitied, but you shall reign in the mighty name of the Lord. Amen. I don't know what men have said about you, because when God was talking about Mephibosheth, he said, this young man, see, people had said, oh, you can do. Even the Bible said, if you read later in the book of 2 Samuel, the Bible said, even his servant cheated him. When King David was running away from his first son, what's his name? Absalom. He was running away. The servant of Mephibosheth came to David and said, oh yeah, I want to go with you. He said, what about your master? Oh, he said, he can't be bothered. You know, he lied against this young man because he was immobile. He couldn't move on his own. I don't know what people have said wrongly about you because of your condition, but God is saying today, I'm changing your situation. I will give you a post you have not even prayed for, because in this season of New Year, you will see the hand of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. And so this man, he looked down and he said, no, it wasn't so. He was saying to King, because your servant was lame, I couldn't walk. That's why this happened. And God, King David still restored him back to dine with the king. I pray for you. No matter what people have said against you, they have spoken in secret, they have said in the public, they have even written in the spiritual realm. By the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I cancel every wrong statement against your life, and I pronounce the blessings of the Lord upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I was also thinking in my spirit, and when God was talking about this, you know, when the man at the pool of Bethesda arose, people celebrated him. They said to him, you were formerly a lame man, but how come now you are walking on your feet? What happened? How could this happen on the Sabbath day? That's why I know somebody is going to walk today, because today is the day of God's rest for you. You are going to walk. You will not be ordinary again in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, people will come down and say, how did you do that? It's not among the Christians for them to be billionaire, because it's meant for the people of the world. But God is saying, no, that is not the mentality I'm giving to you. I'm changing every situation that pertains to you. Things that have been written about you, the Lord is changing them for good today in the mighty name of Jesus. Like I said to you, God just want me to flow, to minister. It's not just about, you know, following the procedure. God, you know, when I look at what happened in that place, that young man, that's just one verse. That's the only thing God told me. He said, that man has the power of the king, but he was reigning like a servant. He has the power of the king. And I don't know how many of you have the power of the king, but you are walking like a servant. I pray, whatever that have happened, that I've taken your glory, like Mephibosheth, father died, took away the glory. Grandfather died, took away the glory. I pray, because you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says he is the king of all the kings. He is the Lord of all the lords. And because you are related to the king of all the kings, I restore your royal priesthood today. I restore your glory back today. I restore your blessing back today. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, I want you to say to yourself boldly, I am the son of the king. If you're a girl, a woman, you can say, I am a daughter of the king. I have the power. I have the authority. I rule. I dominate. I have the strength. At my word, this begins to happen. So shall it be in Jesus' name. This was who this man was, where he lost the identity because of what had happened to his father and to his grandfather. And today, you're going to speak to God in the spirit realm. You know, I don't want you to take it just natural. I want you to go to God in the spirit realm and declare your identity. Because if you remain the way you are in the physical, people will continue to see you as ordinary. But when you begin to take charge, when you begin to take authority, because this morning I was studying something and something came up. He said, whatever you believe, whatever you believe, and you are conscious of it, God is able to do it. And so whatever you believe, people might tell you it is impossible. I think God is talking about somebody here who is looking at his or her immigration status to determine his own worth. But God is saying to you, no. Never, never undermine who I have made you to be. It doesn't matter your immigration status, because I am able to take you from the donkey to make you to reign with the king, because that is who God is. It doesn't follow procedure. This morning, you know, ideally we should take the announcement, and after the announcement take the offering, and after the offering I come on board. But as the choir minister, God said to me, break the protocol. Just go out and declare my word. And I want to tell you, there's somebody in this place. I don't know how the Holy Spirit would do it. It would transform you so much that you become an amazement to yourself. Yeah. I thank you for those who claim that. You know, when God makes you an amazement to yourself, you say, whoa, whoa, whoa. How did I get here? How did this happen? Because Mephibosheth was carrying the anointing, but he never knew he had the princehood and the princehood in himself until King David said, you shouldn't be where you are. And I'm calling upon the King of all the kings and the Lord of all the Lord. It will speak unto your life. It will speak unto your situation. It will call you out of your dunghill. It will make you to reign with the kings of this world in the mighty name of Jesus. You must have heard about Facebook, or you must have can't with the Facebook. When you look at the guy that founded the Facebook, you will realize there's something they call the covenant of the Jew. How many of you know he's a Jew guy? How many of you know Sabak is a Jew? It's a Jew. If you don't know, it's an Israeli America. There's something that happened. The devil might be manipulating the God's work. But I'm telling you, God input in him the ability for the gospel to spread. He wasn't aware of what he was doing. I can tell you, more than 60% of the world can reach each other on Facebook. When God said to him to start things like that, he was thinking it's for commercial purpose and for profit-making purpose. But God was doing something beyond the natural. The devil might say he's using Facebook to do every evil, but I'm telling you, it's an instrument of God. The devil might think he's wise to use the social media to take people away, but I tell you, my Father rules. My God reigns. My Father knows everything. Nothing happens without my Father's consent. The Bible said he, devil, had known that by killing Jesus Christ is going to make him the King of the Kings. Why wouldn't he just leave him and let him be 120 years old or 200 years old and die naturally? But because he was very myopic in his thinking, he might have supernatural power. He has the wisdom. We know the devil is wise, his craft. But not as much as my Father. And so everything that happens now, you're seeing in the spirit, in the physical realm, my God is in charge. My God is in control. He knows what he's doing. He's not just the enemy losing and say, oh, they are using this against God. My God knows how to put things right. Amen. And I say this, and this is not what God said, but I'm a very follower of American politics. And when you see what is going on, you will agree with me that Trump may not be a good guy. You would agree with me he may not be a favorite guy. But when God wants to put somebody there, it doesn't matter what the popular says is. God knows how to put something right. God knows what he needs to do. It doesn't matter what the mass media say. When God wants to reign, he reigns. And I come to tell you, this is what God wants me to say to you. Where you are now, you will not be there for good this time next year. Amen. You don't get it. Look at you. Today being the 24th of February 2019. 2020, if Jesus tarry, February 24th. By 11:55, for good, you will not be the same in the name of Jesus. Because that man Mephibosheth, at the age of 5, he lost all the glory. I can't remember his age, but one day, the king spoke. He said, I know where you belong. You are not meant to be ordinary. You have in your DNA the princehood. You're supposed to reign. Your father's supposed to be the king, but he exchanged his own life for mine. Therefore, I am divinely promoting you. I speak to your life today. This this time next year, you shall be divinely promoted to a place of honor, a place of authority. Lord, I speak in the spirit realm. I speak to every soul that is hearing me today and that shall hear me in the future through this message, that your life this time next year, 2020, you shall move to the place of glory, a place of honor, a place of authority, a king royal priesthood level in the name of Jesus. The Lord will take you from a merry clay to a place of glory, a land full of honor in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to jump on your feet. We have been jump on your feet and let's pray. You have been praying for those of us who have been waiting 45 days. And I've come to announce to you, the Bible says, whatsoever you declare on earth, it shall be established in heaven. See, if you don't have that consciousness, you will pray like ordinary man prays in the street. But if you have the consciousness that whatsoever you ask in my name, John 14:14, that I will ask the Father to do for you. The Bible did not record that. If Bible say, if you ask me only about food, or if you ask me about clothes, or if you ask me about good health, or if you ask me about spiritual, say, whatsoever you ask in my name, that I will ask the Father to do. Please let me put John 14:14 on the screen so that the people of the Lord can see what the Bible says. And when you are about to pray, you don't pray with the consciousness of earth. You pray on the consciousness of heaven. You don't look at it from your mental ability. You look at it from the face and from the sight of the Lord. The Bible says, with God, nothing shall be impossible. And he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than what you think or ask from him, according to the power that works in him. Say, if you ask anything in my name, I will do. I don't know what you want to ask God. Yours might be spiritual, others might be physical. It might have to do with your money, do with your job, your career. It might have to do with your wife, your health. It might have to do with your spiritual life. It might have to do with things relating to your children, your spouse. I don't know what your own is, but I'm telling you, John 14:14 say, if you ask anything, it doesn't matter. Say, we do it. I want you to begin to talk to God, because you are not just Mephibosheth that's supposed to be lying down there and people begging for him. You're supposed to reign with the king of the kings and begin to ask God and say, Lord, I cannot remain the same, oh Lord, because you have said it, oh Lord. If the man at the pool of Bethsaida who had no relationship with you, his life could be transformed so much that he that was there for 37 years or thereabout, he was able to change just one day at the word of your word, at the voice of your word. And I'm praying today, oh Lord, for all your children here today, that their life will not be the same, that situation will not be the same. Oh, Makandarebo Sokoya, I'm declaring today, oh Lord, that, Lord, we have come to a place of authority, we have come to a place of power, we carry the anointing of the Lord. Oh, Yakandarebo Sokarabo, Lord, we carry the power of the Most High God, we carry the glory of the Lord. We are not just ordinary. We are the son of the Most High God. We are the daughters of the Most High God. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. I just wanted to pray for something. The Bible says God is looking for whom he will show himself great on their behalf. I don't know if you have read that in your scripture. Say, God is looking for those who will show himself great on their behalf. Everything God made after Genesis chapter 1 was input into man to make for him. And God wants to start a creative ability through you. See, the ideas that he gave to Sabak, the Facebook guy, was just an iota of his supernatural wisdom. I wanted to pray this morning, this afternoon, for the input of the Holy Spirit. The Lord gives me idea. Give me idea. give me a knowledge, give me an impact that I will make to influence this generation. No, I'm not asking you to ask for £1,000. I'm not asking you to ask for food. I'm asking you to ask for something that will transform this generation. An idea, just one idea that people all over the world will come together to you just to come and learn from you. Lord, I'm asking for idea. Oh Lord, just for you to show your supernatural power through me, oh Lord. You say you are looking for somebody, you will show yourself great on his behalf. Lord, I'm praying, my Father, I want you to show yourself great on behalf of your children, oh Lord. Lord, I pray for a supernatural idea that there's no limitation, idea that has never been created before, wisdom that has never been done before. Lord, I'm praying for supernatural ability. Oh yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. I grab that, my Father. I grab that. You know, listen to this, everyone. This is very special. I think it's for me first. It's for me. You know, everyone that moves to the place of authority carries something different from others. An ordinary man will be treated in ordinary way, but somebody that has glory, that has power, that is visible to others will be treated differently. I wanted to ask God, Father, show your identity through me. Jesus said to his disciple, he said, I and my Father, they are one. And that was manifested. The Bible said, he resurrected in their presence. They saw at the place of transformation. The Bible said it was transformed. It was as white as snow. The reason why you are treated the way you are treated is because your identity or the identity of God has not been seen in you. I want you to pray with all your heart and say, Lord, demonstrate, you reveal your identity through me, O Lord. Let the world know that there is a God that rules over the affairs of men, that reigns in my life, O Lord. Lord, I pray today, Lord, let there be a demonstration of your identity in my life, O Lord. I don't know what that could mean to you, but Lord, I'm asking today, in this auditorium today, let the identity of the Lord Most High God be seen in the life of your children, O Lord. Let your children begin to manifest, O Lord, the supremacy of heaven, O Lord. You carry the DNA of heaven. You carry the power of the Most High God. And therefore, Lord, we cannot be the same. I'm asking the Holy Spirit, O Lord, begins to flow through me and flow through your children. And Lord, let the identity of heaven be seen in our life, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You remember what Elijah said? Elijah said, they said to him, it was Elisha. The enemy came to him. He said, servant of God, come down. The king wants you. He said, if I be the servant of the Most High God, let the fire come down and consume you. The Bible says, those that know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. You carry DNA of God. You carry the identity of God. I wanted you to begin to pray with authority. What you want God to do. Say this time next week, oh Lord, Father, because of your word and because I have faith in you, I'm asking for the supernatural, because inside me is God. For I carry God. The Bible says, for ye are God. Bible says, you carry the power of the Most High God. It says, as many who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. I want you to begin to ask God for something unusual. Begins to go in the spirit realm and begins to call all those things which be not as though they are. Yes Lord, that it is for us. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Amen. Before we round up, this will be the last prayer, and I want you to pray with all your heart and your spirit. We have been waiting on the Lord for the last 45 days, and by this Thursday, it will be the end of the fasting and prayer. And the reason for fasting and prayer is to project into what the 2019 will be. And I want you to pray with all your heart what you want 2019 to be for you. The Bible said, calling things which be not as though they are. I want you to prophesy into your 2019, how you want 2019 to be. Because the Bible say life and death is in the power of your mouth. As in who, Bible say, you that love it will eat it, the best blessing of life. I want you to pronounce what you want to do in 2019. You're expecting child, you pronounce how your son, your daughter will be. You're expecting job, you're expecting good health. You want to go in the spiritual realm, your ministry, how you want to be with God, your relationship with God. Begins to pronounce it, begins to declare it. The Bible says, as you have spoken in my ear, so I will do. Begins to declare what you want 2019 to be. You are moving forward, not kendable. You shall no longer be pitied. As in 2019, you are celebrated. 2019, you are lifted up. 2019, you are demonstrating the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I say 2019, the Lord is adding to us as men that should be saved, O Lord. The Lord is increasing us in all ways, O Lord. I said, none of my people will be feeble. Yes, Lord, the heart of the king is in the hand of God. I begin to call the heart of men, O Lord, from the south, east, west, O Lord, north, south, east, west, O Lord, of this local authority and beyond, O Lord, to begin to come, O Lord, and fellowship with you and know your God. In the name of Jesus, I say, O Lord, the hand of God, O Lord, manifesting in this church, source of men coming back, O Lord. I see the glory of the Lord coming down. I see the power of the Most High God. I see God demonstrating his glory. I see changes in life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. If you believe, all things are possible. The Bible said, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Because we serve the living God and the Almighty God, the all-sufficient God. I pray for you with the depth of my heart and with all my spirit that your life would not be the same in the name of Jesus. You have been waiting on the Lord for these days, so Lord, and weeks. I pray the Lord will show forth in your life this year in the name of Jesus. Where you have been pitied, where you have been trodden down, where you have lost your glory, I pray for the King of Kings will reckon to you today. The King of the Lord of the Lords and the King of the Kings will call you out today, and you will reign in the name of Jesus. And I'm praying for you, for as many who are here, you have not had the consciousness of Jesus Christ. You have lost it because of break in relationship with God. I pray today the Lord begins to touch your heart wherever you may be now, whatever you might be doing. The Bible says the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. But I'm praying for every soul whose heart already departed from faith. Lord, bring them back home today and save their soul in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'm praying for your souls of men, O Lord, that they will yearn for you and they will serve the living God in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for our children where they are in that room. I spread forth my hand and I declare, I see the presidents, I see the prime ministers, I see the rulers of industries, I see the captains, O Lord, and the militaries. I see mighty men and women of God. I see children turning around the whole congregation and the whole land of UK for God in the mighty name of Jesus. I prophesy to this generation, they will not depart from the Most High God. Children, I prophesy to your life, as you grow, you will know the Lord. I pray that they will grow in the knowledge of the Most High God and the power of the Most High God. I anoint you individually in the spirit realm, and I declare the Lord will be manifesting in your life from today in the mighty name of Jesus. None of you will die. You will live to declare the glory of the Lord, and so shall it be in Jesus' name. And for all of you, Mark today, 24th of February 2019. In February 2020, 24th of February, you shall be glorified in the name of Jesus. Men will come to celebrate you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful God. We go in this strength and we know our life.